G'day, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. The fishing industry is set to trial a program specifically focused on improving the mental health of workers right across the sector. It'll initially be rolled out across Lakes Entrance, Newcastle and Darwin. To find out a little bit more, I caught up with Seafood Industry Australia's Acting Chief Executive, Veronica Papacosta.
So I think what's interesting, and the reason we pushed for this pilot for the last couple of years, is that fishermen are not farmers. So there is a lot of similarities. We're all in food production and food security. But the conditions under which fishermen and the location that they work is often sometimes different. And there's a lot of resource put into the farming sector. And we just wanted some resources tailored for the fishing industry. So we're really happy to see that happen. Fishermen are generally generational fishermen. And this is a family business style industry. So you have some fishermen who've been fishing for eight generations. I met a fisherman the other day, eight generations. I was really blown away by what fishing meant to that family. So if you apply to that a lot of the current issues around government reform, specifically reforming the industry, moving to quota-based systems, the concern and the stress that that causes in terms of changing something that you've been doing for eight generations. In some instances, there were positions where some fishermen had to buy back the business that they were already had already been running for generations. And the impact that has on the fisherman who's not just fishing but also running a business and the family that supports them. Then you have things like seismic testing where you've got oil and gas industries looking around your fishery and the impacts that some of that initial testing which they've gotten approval for, can have on your fishery. And then just the general challenges that we see right now around COVID that everyone's experiencing but have a specific impact on the fishing industry.
So a little bit more about some of the gaps that we currently see, because as you mentioned there, there is a lot of programs and various funding initiatives that are tailored towards the farming industry. But when it comes to aquaculture, it broadly, does it miss the mark?
Look, I think what it does, what we're looking at doing in this pilot program is that we need for the location of the activity to be identified for understanding that there are specific fishing communities around the country and a lot of those agricultural or farming resources don't extend to the coast and to the into those fishing communities. Generally, it's a cultural issue as well. So the issue of talking about mental health is that hasn't had a lot of room to grow in the fishing industry. And one of the pilot program streams is that we're actually putting what we call trusted advocates in fishing areas. So people who have either been fishing or understand the fishing industry or even understand that local community, for instance, Newcastle being one of our target communities, can actually be identified, get into that industry, talk to fishermen and actually identify mental health issues and lead them to help, depending on what level of help they need. So another stream of this is mental health training for the communities, the GPs and even the families around fishermen so that they can support them a little bit more. And interestingly, the conversation that links to culture is very interesting. So, and there's a lot of work being done in the farming industry that will tailor and change the language of slightly to suit fishermen. But things like the conversation is not about mental health. The conversation is about how they're feeling. So, shortness of temper and fatigue and, being complacent in terms of your physical safety, these are all indicators of mental health or stress. So the conversation we want to have with fishermen is not using terms that they're not familiar with. It's actually about turning it into a language that they can understand.
That's Seafood Industry Australia Acting Chief Executive Veronica Papacosta speaking on a very important program that will be initially rolled out across Lakes Entrance, Newcastle and Darwin for fishers. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.